Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the erotic fiction that my friends read. As always, I'm joined with Giggleboxes, Vanessa and Barbara. Who were trying to trip me up.
I've never done anything wrong in my life. Hi.
I was laughing because Barbara was singing the intro song and I did not recognize it.
It's not, I don't know what it was.
It sounded like Las Vegas.
It was something and before Emily does her intro, we make fake intro music.
Yeah.
And I just went, da-na-na-na. All right.
What's up?
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, we're back again.
We're about to intros.
This week we had a Barbara blindside back to back. To now we are with a Vanessa book.
We're back to familiar territory.
We're back in the Vanessa.
Scandalized. Good and proper.
I don't like to surprise, I like to keep it.
I feel like this is like a dance battle. Where like you're like, here's my cool move, page 8, burning down a gas station. And then Vanessa's like, all right, here's my sick moves.
Tendrils.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Emily's like, when are you getting to the furry dog people?
Yeah, yeah, like, oh come on, God. Guys, let's mix it up. You know?
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry, we're not getting a little.
Yeah, we were just going over what last week's episode and... It was good, you know. I just, I think my biggest takeaway was Nico.
Oh my God!
I think my biggest takeaway is that Emily is obsessed with Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh no,
she
I'm not.
Really gets her hot and heavy, oh my God. Hot and ready.
You mean Jesse Eisenberg.
That's gonna be worse than Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, you're obsessed with Elon Musk. I don't know.
Ew, what? This is a defamation. I'm being defamized.
I don't know. I'm the editor. I could probably make it sound.
How am I going to ruin your book this week, Vanessa?
I don't. I'm sure you'll find a way.
I can't wait to find out how.
Well, it's funny. I was going to give Emily like a choice to help me decide what book I was going to do. And then she immediately knew. I told her, I was like, if I ask you, it's going to give it away. And she was like, is it Pucking Around? And I was like,
Is it?
Oh, no.
Because it was like, oh, yeah, we were in our group chat. And Vanessa's like, oh, yeah, I got the book for the next episode that we record. And then you sent a gift that I was like, oh, we are in for it. This is our wide shoes.
Which is also, as someone on our Instagram commented.
And Barbara.
And you just blindly went with it.
We'll get there. Someone on the Instagram was like, hey, wait, I need to be educated. What does wide shoes mean? And you sent that in the group chat. And I said, I'm going to be honest, when you guys were saying it, I didn't know what the hell it meant. But I put together that it's the same as reverse harem, where there's one woman and several men.
Why choose?
Turns out no one knows what we've been saying. And
turns out I have a mush mouth and I'm like, why choose? Why choose? Why choose? Why choose?
So that's our new term for...
Yes, so now how it was reverse harem morphed into why choose,
has now, for all of our pearl clutchers, it is now wide shoes.
Yeah, which makes no sense, but also it fits. Yeah.
None of this makes sense.
The wider exactly. the shoes.
You know? We all have carbon monoxide poisoning. It's fine.
Fine. We're all losing it.
We make the rules.
We're all mad here. So, Pucking Around, is this the book that you recommended to...
Kelly, my best friend. My best friend.
Oh, boy. Wow. Oh.
No, I just meant just like...
Both this dance battle just got heated. We will be chatting offline.
Wow, yeah. We're going to have a side conversation now ourselves.
No, she's my wide shoes bestie. She loves the wide shoes.
She's the left to your right of your wide shoes.
Yeah.
She's the one that when she, this was the book that when she said, I loved what you recommended. And you were
she
like,
she came
ooh,
in,
nasty.
She was like, I read that book that you told me about, and it was the nastiest book. And I was waiting for her to either be super upset or super stoked. You never know.
Yeah.
And that is kind of like where I was like, I need to stop recommending things to people.
Yeah. You have to like, see where there's
that feeling that came over me. I was like, oh no.
Oh no.
But she loved it.
And now
so,
you're besties.
Yeah.
Besties.
We, yeah, anytime.
Are you the left shoe or the right shoe?
I don't know.
I think you're the left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think, but I feel intuition. It's
correct.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll take it.
This hockey book man. I had heard of before when I was in a hockey romance phase, as one does.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and then I saw that it was reverse harem, and I backed out because I'm scared. And I want to read about, like, obsessive, I would find you in any lifetime, you are the only one, like, oh my god, the two of them, and now I have to read about 19 different men or whatever the hell we're in for, and I'm like, ooh, I'm very intrigued to see how
it's only three, and that's usually where I mean obviously more than
we got
two.
Three holes,
yep.
She's like, that's the requirement.
Remember when
I guess you get them to your hands.
Oh, I guess. God.
But, wow. You know, I assume that with these books, that feeling that you have between two people, they have it where it's three people.
They
that
will
all
find
feel
each other
that way.
Yeah. In every lifetime.
They're all in
They're
love with each other.
They're definitely obsessed and in love.
I am willing to, oh, wow, I'm going to be a changed person after this.
Ooh. Your shoes are going to widen.
Ooh.
Make room for more than one.
Oh, God, a Dutchie. Okay, I'm getting ahead of myself. Pucking Around. Pucking. Now, hockey books are a big thing in the smut talk community.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is this one of the biggest books?
It's pretty popular.
I feel like I've seen it recommended a lot. Yeah. I've seen it all over book talk.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I did not write down when it came out.
We could guess.
Ooh, bet it came out in 2022.
2021.
Ah.
Oh, my God. It came out March 2023.
I knew it.
Wow. None of our options.
Crazy.
We did.
So you must have like just read it when it came out.
Yeah, I read it like in April. This was literally like one of like the first books that I read after like ACOTAR and like Colleen Hoover books and stuff.
Maybe it was something where you saw, because you get a lot of recommendations from Book Talk, that it was someone being like, you have to read this book. It just came out. Like, you know.
Yes. I think it also kind of like, I mean, I don't know for sure. I mean, there's lots of hockey books, but I feel like hockey became more like prominent on like TikTok and stuff.
Yeah, it definitely was. It feels like the sport that got fetishized the most.
Uh-huh. And then there was that whole thing where there was an actual real life hockey player who like his spouse had to be like, can you guys stop thirsting over him? It's weird. Like, you're doing it like at the games. This is weird.
The guy's like, it's fine.
It was actually one of the girls that I follow on TikTok was like a part of, like, the wife had screenshotted the TikTok.
And she was part of this?
It was. Oh. So they screenshotted the comments, right? And it was, like, all these regular people, not creators, who were like, fuck, you know.
Yum.
So hot, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I think it was a video of her husband, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so she took a screenshot. One of the comments was from a TikTok creator who's, like, big in the books.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it said creator next to her name. So you knew it was her video.
It's her video that, yeah.
So it felt kind of.
Wait. Like, she commented that on her own video?
She was commenting to the wife had posted a screenshot of comments on a video.
Okay.
And so that just made it really obvious that it was who posted the video.
Okay. It wasn't that it was the wife's personal video.
She wasn't like outright saying like, this TikTok creator needs to stop making videos of my husband. She was like, the fans, the fans, the fans. Mm. But when she posted that, it had the creator's comment
looks
on
like
there.
A spotlight of like, yeah. You started this whole. Like,
so a lot of people started putting their attention towards that creator then to the point where like a professional team had like flown her out to be at the game because she was making content.
What?
And they like unfollowed her because of the wife. It's the whole thing.
Book talk drama is always piping hot and wild. But like you mix in like professional sports with it, like, oh my God.
Well,
oh
it's like, God. You know, it's reinvigorating like sales for hockey.
Oh,
like,
for
I know
sure.
Girls who are going to hockey games that were not going to hockey games before.
Yeah.
But I think also it's one of those things where it's like you're putting things on the map, kind of. You know what I mean? And so it's kind of like, I don't know, anyways, but I only know all of this because after every book that I read, I always go on a TikTok to like look at the funny like edits and stuff. Mm. And always the book was some drama.
Yeah.
There's
always something.
Yeah.
It never fails.
That was really interesting.
That was a big one because I was hearing about it on like different on like Twitter and stuff, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Wow.
The TikTok girl put up some videos though that was like, fuck you guys, basically.
Yeah.
Like,
you can all go to hell.
Yeah, basically, like, what are you talking about? You know,
yeah,
just how
I mean,
shady
like,
it was. And
I feel like there's a difference between, like, you know, thirsting over someone online versus, like, acting inappropriately during a game. But even what would that, I don't know. Like, I don't know the details of what the wife was like. This is too far. It's crossed the line.
Right.
That
it was just,
the whole
like,
thing.
Videos
but, like,
of them at practice, them warming up on the ice. And
but, like, the team had flown the creator out. So after all that, then the wife had a problem with it.
The wife had a problem, and then the team was like, oh, just kidding, we never knew you. Wow.
Something like that, yeah.
We should start posting, what sports should we decide?
Oh, who is like hot? Ooh, rugby has hot guys.
Let's do it. Let's get
Emily
kicked
Hornberg?
Out of a rugby.
Oh, yeah. And they're usually like Australian guys.
Okay, let's do it. Great.
You know? Yeah. Or we could just like really get into like gamer dudes, you know, like our husbands.
Ooh, wrestling. That'll be fun.
Truck drivers. Yeah, that's yeah.
Wait.
Okay, so maybe let's get to the book.
Okay. Pucking around.
Let's puck around. Let's stop pucking around, y'all.
So it was by Emily Rath.
Hey,
Emily again.
Yes. Yeah, I did it.
It does have a prequel to it.
Pucked up.
Pucking down.
Ooh.
Pucking you
up, pucking around, pucking down.
Oh, it was just called That Pucked One up. Night.
Oh.
Kind of a letdown. We had a lot of other names that were really cool.
She should have called us.
And she wrote the first book and then was like, fuck, I should have used puck in it. Damn it.
Puck, come on.
She's like, I got to write another one.
So it is a series, but the novella, it's just like a little prequel. It's the main characters meet and have a one night stand.
Mm. What are meet. What's her name?
Well, we don't know their.
I find somebody named Meat. I thought for a second you said the main character Meat, and I was like, okay,
she's so ready to go.
I'm just ready. I'm like, you're like, yeah, that's his nickname. Meat.
Yes,
he's a strong one on the team. Duh.
Wide shoes. Got it.
Yeah. Raccoon. Okay. Raccoon. Okay.
Rachel and Jake, but they don't exchange names or numbers or anything.
Wild.
They just puck around.
She's having a hard time. She's at her brother's wedding in Seattle, and she just lost out. She's a doctor. She just lost out.
Busy doctor lady.
MILF MD.
Yes.
Maybe they're coworkers. Okay.
She lost out on like a residency, like fellowship program.
Yeah.
So she's like drinking herself at a bar, meets Jake. They hook up. The book is really good.
Oh, boy.
It's really good.
Oh, boy.
And she basically just leaves and never talks to him again.
Okay.
Lost love.
But they meet up.
Because they're soulmates plus others.
Yeah. And he's
and
got friends. He's got teammates.
And they're pucking around.
And they got to tap in, tap out. So what, how many pages is it?
Let me,
tell me about
I'm going to read the synopsis and then we'll guess.
I'm just
Are you about
to
say
around.
That it's 700 pages?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's a big book and that is a big deal.
Yeah.
700 pages?
I mean, I understand you got to navigate. There's a lot of logistics going into
And it's still not enough.
She's still hungry for more.
There were a lot more things that they could have covered. Yeah.
There were a lot of different holes in hands and feet and tits and things that they could have really played with.
Not in that way.
Yes, in that way.
But yes, I saw the hunger in your eyes. I needed more.
I just felt like it's funny how like it is such a long book, but it's still not... I feel like she could have gone in so much harder on like the characters and stuff. And I'm over here talking like it's like like a literary
700 pages.
But like if you're going to read 700 pages, clearly it didn't drag on.
I felt like it should have been two books.
Okay.
I felt like she could have just been with the two guys in the beginning and that could have been a book and then added in a third. Just because they're such good characters. Okay, so maybe I should just tell you about the fucking book.
Maybe. I don't know.
She really fucking loves this book, guys.
Don't fucking ruin
it. Don't puck it up.
I'm going to puck around.
I know you are, you fucking little puck.
Let us know when you get to the point when you want to put us on timeout. Okay, yeah. Go.
I feel like what happens in Vanessa books is that you and I get riled up.
We team up.
We're all horned up. The hormones.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum. We're like, hee, hee, hee. And Vanessa is like the mom driver where she's like, shut the fuck up in the God, back.
I never should have had kids.
Why are you not in your seatbelt?
Look, this is going to be really good, okay? Just shut up.
Road trip. Okay. Emily, behave yourself.
We're going to be really serious. look like a real boy.
Oh, his name is Meat.
Hey, tell me about Meat and the Puck.
Okay. Synopsis.
Very serious.
Did I tell you that I had a dream about Andrew Garfield?
And I saw woman. It on your TikTok.
And a woman. I'll take the floor.
Yeah, I'm going to get this.
Fill in this dead air space. Okay. My name is Rachel Price, and 2 months ago, I walked away from the perfect man. Sweet, funny, and so hot, it should be illegal. We shared one magical night, no names, no strings, and I never thought I'd see him again.
It's Jake.
Jake.
I was wrong. It turns out Mr. Perfect is the Playboy grinder for the Jacksonville Rays and the NHL.
Yeah, wait, is that an official title?
I don't know.
If that's not a position, that's just says he's the grinder.
I'm excited for like whenever
for
we
our
did
Hockey Bros.
Yeah, whenever we did Mile High, the friend of the pod, Andrew, was like, the position that he plays isn't very aggressive. That's for him to be in the timeout box a lot is really like not likely for that position.
Oh no.
And he was like upset that he had all his teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, they can get their teeth redone.
Grinder.
Look, I showed you. Remember when we were watching? We were somewhere. We were at a restaurant, and there was like ESPN on, and they were interviewing a
he
hockey
had no
player.
Teeth.
And I was like, Vanessa, that's what I'm talking. That's every fucking hockey player right there. And he was like, just jack-o'-lantern.
Okay, but first of all,
I thought you said ejaculate.
Look, just I don't know how to enunciate.
Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah, I'm literally in the middle of a synopsis.
Okay. Back to it.
So in my dream, I was in.
I don't know what a grinder is. They don't really talk about, but he's definitely
is that what some
on
people call hot dog or hoagies.
Yeah, but this is
I'm
hockey,
of
not
app,
hoagies.
Like the Tinder, but for men.
Oh, maybe that's what
maybe because it's
him.
A wide shoes.
He's a defensive he's on grinder. Player, so I think he just like grinds him down. I don't know. Look, guys.
This is like a fucking book.
This isn't about that anyway.
Okay. He's a grinder.
It's Jacksonville Rays.
Okay.
The NHL's hottest new hockey team. And I'm his new physical therapist. Oh, and the jerk doesn't even recognize me.
Oh, my God. So she has to stretch him.
Been there.
This fellowship is going to be the longest 10 months of my life. Mr. Perfect Mistake will do anything to get back on my good side. Meanwhile, his best friend is the surly new equipment manager, always writing my case.
Dibs. Oh, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Surly things, right?
Yeah.
Surly. I'm in.
Yeah.
He's the bad one. Of course, Barbara picks him.
That's my Tom Hardy. You can have Mark.
Mark. Oh,
Zuckerberg. No, I don't
I was like,
want
Wahlberg?
Him. I don't
we all
dude,
know
Mark
that
Wahlberg
you do.
Is a good choice. What was that movie he was in with Reese Witherspoon? She really wants the furries.
You really do.
Dude, the new. Okay. Shout out to the new Ted series on Peacock. It's
I've heard good,
good
things.
It's
I've heard
so good,
good.
I fucking hate you guys.
Okay. So he's equipment manager. I bet they're going to puck around.
Yeah. And an uncooperative goalie who thinks I can't tell he's hiding an energy.
That's me.
Injury.
That's mine.
An energy. Your aura is off, bro.
I get
I
the
can't
uncooperative
read
one.
You're distracting me.
Sorry. We're so sorry.
This is my chance to prove myself, and I'm not risking it for anything. But with one unexpected night, one secret revealed, these men are ready to test my limits. Kind of like this fucking podcast. I can't fall for a player, let alone three. If this love is a game, these guys are playing to win.
Ooh, they're pucking around. Do we get the perspective? Do we get the perspectives of the other guys?
Yes.
Oh, we do.
It's a four-way POV.
Do they, and I don't know if this is going to be any sort of spoilers, do they fuck each other? That means
did
yes.
Short circuit?
Do they sword fight? Maybe.
They're pucking around.
Oh, they're pucking around, all right.
Maybe. Had they before they decided Rachel was the one?
No.
So she really was the catalyst for them.
Yeah,
being
nobody
like, wow.
has done any of this.
Except for the guy who was on Grindr.
Nobody was on Grindr. He's a meat grinder for the hockey team.
Get your hoagies.
Oh, they also call hot dogs gaggers in, like, I think, like, in Pennsylvania or some shit.
Turn the cameras off. We're done.
White shoes.
Mm. Wide buns. Okay.
Okay, so you get all four perspectives, and she's like, you know what would be cool is if you all railed me at the same time, and they're like, yeah. Oh, my God, we love that idea. Like, how does it happen?
Yeah, okay. So she's hired. She's like, oh, I fucked that guy, but he doesn't remember me.
He walked in and just never left.
So remember how I said that she lost out on that fellowship program?
Yeah.
Okay. She's a doctor. She's also a physical therapist. She's also like a knee and hip surgeon.
Yeah.
And she wants to, like, go with this program that pairs you up with, like, professional teams.
Yeah. Mm.
And one of the people that was with the program had an accident. So they're basically like fast tracking her into the position. So it's already been chosen. So she can't really change it.
Gotcha. Okay.
So she's like, you have to move to Florida tomorrow. So she packs up all her shit and she goes and she meets Caleb at the airport and he's picking her up. Kind of like
equipment manager?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's kind of like showing her around. And it turns out that they're neighbors. Like the team like rents like apartments for okay. like the team. So he's like, I'm gonna take you to the apartment, whatever.
Okay.
So she lost her bags when she gets there.
Wow. Oh,
Rachel.
But she has one bag that's just all fucked up and it just has a bunch of bullshit in it. Like
vibrators.
Snow boots and a vibrator, yes.
Christ.
Of course.
Rachel.
It rips going into the truck and he's just standing there holding it. And it's a big old tentacle.
Oh. What? Like tendrils?
A foot long.
Tentacle?
Tentacle.
Tentacle. Wait.
What is that even?
Does it have like suckers on it?
Like yeah. It's rib
what
for
is
sure.
That?
I think it was just.
Did it just look like an octopus leg that's just not attached? Oh yeah. No, I wish that I were wrong.
She says it's a gag gift.
Oh no, it's not.
Why'd you pack it?
Or her friend packed it for her is what she says.
But it's not she didn't. It's totally hers.
Yeah, it's totally hers. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, you got us to shut up.
You know, we don't yuck anybody's yum around here.
Right. I'm just overwhelmed with all the newness.
I'm just wondering. Yeah.
What if it were shaped like a hoagie? All right. Vanessa, you were saying?
Like a meat grinder?
They have like a couple of like little moments together. Like
yeah, they do.
They think they're super hot. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
But Rachel's definitely still hung up on her mystery boy from Seattle that she doesn't know who he is.
Which happens to be Jake.
Yes, but she doesn't know that yet.
No.
She at her new apartment, she goes and she buys a bunch of like clothes and stuff.
Right.
But she's Donald Ducking on her balcony and
as Rachel, one does.
Rachel.
Drinking some wine and closes the sliding glass door and it locks.
Classic bumbling girl.
Rachel.
Since Caleb's her neighbor, he comes out on the balcony and she crawls over his balcony.
Oh, like a little half.
When you say Donald Ducking, are we talking?
She's wearing a thong and a crop top.
Okay, so not nothing.
A crop
but nothing.
Top. Not even like an oversized T-shirt.
She's wearing a crop top
and a thong.
It's thong. Florida. It's hot.
It's humid. Yeah. You don't want layers.
She's not used to it.
I get it.
She's from Cincinnati.
Oh yeah. She's like, yeah. Wow.
I'm sweating.
Yeah. She was like, good thing I brought my tentacle.
So basically, he gets like a full like tit grab. Everything because he's like helping her over,
ma'am.
Yeah,
sliding down his body. I mean, she's practically naked.
Because the humidity. It's like sliding down the glass.
I don't know. But nothing happens, and she just spends the night on the couch.
Why does he go into the... Oh, is it late?
She's locked out. She can't call anybody to, like, help or whatever.
The office isn't open.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. All right.
So she goes to work. They give her a car, and she's out in the parking lot, like, looking for the car.
What is she wearing now? Is she still just in a bra and
clothes?
Oh, no, this is, like, the next day.
Oh, she got back in.
She got back in. Yeah, okay. They went to work.
I don't want to miss my first day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they give her a new car, and that's where she meets Jake, like, in the parking lot.
Like, she sees him? Does she recognize him right away?
She recognizes him right away.
And he doesn't.
He doesn't, but only because...
Did she know he was a hockey player?
No, she didn't know anything about him. Not a thing. She didn't want to know what he did for a living. They didn't talk.
He just happened to not have any teeth and be covered in bruises.
He has all his teeth.
For now.
For now.
Oh, yeah. So she, like... She's wearing glasses. Her hair's in a ponytail. She's wearing scrubs.
It's like she's all that.
Where you're not, like, at a bar, and therefore you don't exist.
You have glasses.
She did when they finally talk, and she's like, "You didn't even recognize me. You're such a Disney prince. Like, you wouldn't have even noticed me because I'm, like, not done up.
Cinderella'd myself.
Yeah. But of course he's like, "Holy shit! It took me a minute." He's like all up on her.
Tania's like, "Oh my God, I do remember you.
Apparently he's been thinking about her too."
Of course he has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
especially when he banged all those other chicks between then and now.
And apparently.
Oh yeah.
He hasn't.
She's not like the other girls.
They're
she
so
opens
mean.
Up his world.
She really does. Yeah. Opens up his something.
But she tells him, and this is so funny, she tells him that obviously we can't be together. Like,
right.
I just signed a contract. I'm doing my residency. I want to be, like, the in-house doctor for this team. I'm not going to ruin my chances. Mm-hmm.
I'm not here to puck around, all right?
Basically. And it reminded me of Mile High.
Oh, it does. Yes. This feels very Mile
so
High.
So hard, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So he basically tells her, like, it's on. You know, like, we won't do anything, but I'm going to drive you crazy.
Okay, so, like, Xander's, you can try to resist, but I'm gonna...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I like
so
that.
Caleb knows about
the mystery girl.
He calls her Seattle Girl.
Oh.
But he doesn't know that Rachel is Seattle Girl.
Okay.
She asked him to keep it a secret, Jake.
Like, she's like, "Don't tell anybody. Like, I want to know."
I know. Yeah. And she already knows, like, she's going to be Hayes hardcore by the team. You know what I mean? So she doesn't really want anybody to know that. She's hooked up with one of the players before.
That's valid.
And apparently he's probably been telling everybody already anyway.
Great.
Yeah.
So just don't ever mention that you're from Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, they just met there. She's not from there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So it kind of works out.
Okay.
They kind of talk, you know, obviously we're doing, like, POVs, and you find out Caleb and Jake are, like, really good friends. They're, like, best friends.
Uh-oh.
They played pro together originally, but Caleb had a really bad accident. And he was
my poor misunderstood suffering boy.
That's why he has to be the equipment manager, because he got hurt.
He literally got hurt 7 minutes into his first pro game. He was third.
Was he Aaron Rodgers?
He was literally third drafted.
Of course he was.
So he was, like, the best.
And
Jake was only
fourth drafted.
Jake was only number 13. He likes to point out.
What did he get hurt? What did he hurt?
Somebody checked him on the knee, and it wasn't even, like, an active play. So it was kind of like a dick move.
Of course it was.
And he never, like, fully rehabilitated and couldn't play.
She can fix him.
I will.
Yeah. She's gonna. So, obviously, it talks a lot about, like, he had a depressive time. Jake ends up being transferred to, like, the LA Kings and basically tells him, "I want you to move to LA with me. You know, you're in this funk. You don't know what you're doing. Like, you were literally on track for pro. Just come. I signed you up for surf lessons. You can live in my guest room." So they basically become, like, best friends.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't live without you. We're soulmates. We just don't know it yet.
Yeah. Well, funny, like, we're going to fuck in a few years. But, yeah, like,
like, we got to work up to it. But that's where this is going.
Just to find Rachel. Well, it's funny because a lot of the, there's like a big group chat between the team and the book, and it's kind of like a, it's just really funny. It's like a, like another character. But they call Jake and Caleb DLP, domestic life partners. Aww. Because they're like,
everybody knew. Everybody saw it.
They're always together, but they don't.
True love.
They don't live together right now. He lives next door to Rachel. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Oh, and I think he helped Caleb get the job.
Okay.
For the team also.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Rachel obviously goes to like a bunch of like hazing from the team. They call her Hot Doc, and they're constantly tracking her with like pictures and stuff. Well, Caleb has Rachel's phone number, so Jake steals the number out of there and is texting her. Oh, we forgot to guess.
Oh shit.
First but coming. I don't know how to, how do we get to, I don't even know how, she doesn't want to date any of them, but they're all, it's all a work situation. But is she not worried about dating the equipment manager?
I think that would also probably be not
frowned upon, like, but not as
fraternizing. Yeah.
Anything where it could affect her job.
Yeah.
Especially if something goes wrong.
I mean, it's 700 pages.
And there's a lot of backstory we have to do. Although, do they talk about the first night?
Wait, yeah.
The first night is not in the book.
Oh, shit. Okay.
She's, I was going to say page 4.
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to get it closer.
Page 1.
Okay, I'm going to say 112.
214.
Oh.
105.
Oh,
damn.
So close.
Okay.
So, Jake gets her phone number from Caleb and is sending her constantly updates.
Jake, you rascal.
What he's eating, where he's going, pictures of him working out, pictures of him laying in bed. I mean, just literally. And she's not responding to any of them.
Yeah.
But she gets drunk one night and decides to send him a saucy photo.
Ooh.
He's out at a bar and he video chats her and they rub one out together.
Mm.
On page 105.
Oh, wow.
And the he's in the bathroom and she's at home.
Yeah, I was like, wait, is he like on the dance floor?
No, he's in the bathroom.
Nobody's looking, it's fine.
So Caleb like knows something's going on. Jake still has not told him. Mm-hmm. But this is
But he's
where...
like, tee-hee-hee-hee, tee-hee-hee on his phone.
Yeah. But also he's just being like real secretive.
Kicking his little feet.
Yeah. And this is where we find out that Caleb is queer.
Okay.
He, I think after he had his accident, he was kind of like not under so much pressure, being like a pro, pro sports, and just
he felt more comfortable coming out.
He had a lot of time off and was like, you know,
you know who I really am.
But he's really only had like a bunch of like secret hookups. Mm-hmm. He hasn't really had anything serious, and he's kind of like lived that like casual lifestyle already, like being a hockey player, like. They call him the Puck Bunnies and stuff. And he just really wants somebody special.
Or several somebody's special.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a couple, you know.
Are you picturing any actors? Any movies coming to mind?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking for the for Caleb, equipment manager, I'm thinking the guy who is... There's all those rumors with him with Sydney Sweeney right now.
That guy?
Tall, blonde guy.
Glenn,
that's who I'm picturing.
Powell?
Yes. Mm. That's who I'm picturing.
Okay, he is the guy for, he's not, but he basically could be the guy from the Hating Game where you replace him with a floor lamp.
Yeah.
He's just some guy.
He's
he doesn't
very
have any
vanilla.
Lips.
Yeah, but he's really working hard. Yeah, but I can't have them
that's
all
your
be like
surly
crazy.
Guy?
Oh,
you're surly.
Oh,
like,
surly.
Yeah.
So he's I want to say Caleb is coming. When she talks about him, she's a reader.
Okay.
So
yeah, she is.
She like describes him as like a Faye Prince, dark hair, dark eyes, cheekbones.
Okay.
He's a Sagittarius.
Love it. Colin Farrell.
He's definitely a shadow daddy.
Shadow daddy. What's a Faye? Is that a fairy?
Fairy.
Okay.
You know when you have to wear the ears that our fantasy correspondent send us?
That's
fine.
So okay, dark, surly, burly.
I think they even describe him as like vampire, like Edward Cullen.
God.
But like in a funny way.
Yeah.
Who am I thinking? Is Zachary Levi someone? No.
Tony Soprano.
Oh my God. No, it's not Zachary Levi. It's the guy from that show Heroes. Was that a show, right?
Oh, Milo.
No.
With a V?
Milo. The Milo. Yeah, but this other guy is more serious. Damn, I can't think of.
Oh, the dark hair.
Yeah.
The bad guy.
I think so. Yeah, he's a bad guy. Like, he's certainly, he's like, mad.
Paul Giamatti? Yeah, no. From Sideways. Correct.
Anyways, okay, let's keep it moving. Tom Hardy.
No, he's a bad boy mafia. I'm thinking
he's an actor. He can play multiple
roles. Yeah, it could be Henry Cavill or what's his name?
Cavill.
That man is handsome and completely unattractive.
Oh my god. I was going to say he could be Caleb.
What about Joe Manganiello? He's too sweet.
He doesn't have clear the surly he's in dire need of help.
Yeah. He's not dark.
Yeah, okay. The dark. Whatever. Point is, she's got Mark Zuckerberg. We've got Tom Hardy.
Dibs.
Not fair.
You've done this to yourself.
So, they have an away game. Mm-hmm. And Jake and Rachel have a little moment in the back of the truck or the Sprinter van on the way to the event. She's wearing a pretty provocative outfit, a halter, backless.
She's going to work.
No, they're going to an event. Away game, and they rented out a nightclub. Uh-huh. And the PR girl's I need everybody from the team just to go for an hour, just to, show your face, won the game or whatever. They go, and he's basically running his hand up and down the outfit. Ooh. I guess they're in
can
the
you
back.
Feel it?
Nobody can see them. Ooh. Yeah.
But and this is Jake, not
Jake.
Cullen.
Yeah.
Wait, what's his name?
Caleb.
Caleb. Now I'm thinking Edward Cullen.
Yeah. Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
And meat.
They're dancing the night away, practically having sex with their clothes on.
Mm. As one does.
But they notice that Caleb's ex-girlfriend is in the VIP and she's being a bitch.
Yeah, I hate her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She apparently dumped Caleb 2 weeks after his accident while he was still in the hospital and ended up fucking one of the teammates.
Of course she did. She's a bitch.
She is a bitch. Her name's Aspen. Blah. Mm. Yeah. So, sorry to anybody named Aspen.
Also Cody.
Aspen and Cody sent in a tree.
Sorry to Glenn Powell. They were so mean about that.
I'm not sorry. I hope he hears it and considers some sort of plastic surgery.
I already forgot about him. Yeah, he's unforgettable.
He already forgot about vanilla. The
layup. He is irrelevant.
He's vanilla gelato.
God.
Anyways, Rachel, Jake tells her who that girl is.
Okay.
And gives her the lowdown. Rachel runs up there, sits in Caleb's lap, kissing all over him, and then stands up and puts Aspen in her fucking place.
Yeah, she does.
Oh my and God. Super embarrassed, she stomps out of there, and she's like, let's go dance. They end up in a utility closet.
Oh, Caleb and
Jake and Rachel.
All three of them.
Yes.
Jake's like, or Caleb's
how'd Jake
like,
go, yes. Like, what are you guys doing?
Well,
she was
too.
We're all going to go dance. And
so
she
they're
grabs
all dancing,
the
and then they all are
suddenly
where are we? A utility closet.
They go down the stairs, and it's dark because it's the VIP stairs, so nobody can see them. And I think they're all just kind of worked up from the moment. Caleb.
All horned up, just rock hard.
There's a really good song on.
Yes. Yeah, by Usher is playing.
No, Move Your Body by Nina Sky. That's the one that moves Eric. But nobody can see them, and I think Caleb is just super turned on by the fact that somebody stood up for him, mm-hmm. and kind of choosing him, and in front of Jake. Also at this point, Caleb doesn't know that she's the girl from Seattle,
right?
Still, so they're in the stairway and she kisses both of them. And they're both what?
She's I don't want to cross any ethical boundaries with one co-worker, so I will do both of you.
So is she just going side to side? What's the other person doing when they're not being kissed?
They go down. Kissing she's going night. Down the stairs, and he turns around. And they kiss, and then
who's first?
I think it might have been Jake.
Okay,
of course.
And then Caleb comes up behind, and she turns around and pulls him, and they start kissing.
Oh.
So I think they're just all in the moment.
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
Yeah, they go into the utility closet. She ties Caleb up with her bra.
Whoa.
And he watches Caleb or Jake fuck Rachel, and she blows Caleb in the process.
Okay. Good goodness.
Caleb.
Oh my.
Arm is clutching.
Oh my. Why is he talking about the bra?
Curled up. Right. I'm like, ooh, and then what?
You're gonna stretch that bra out.
Yeah, you gotta put that back on. Also,
or ties them up with something. Maybe it's not her bra.
It can't be a bra because she's wearing a strapless top.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like a halter top.
I think it's something else.
It's the utility closet. They found some rope.
It could be a
belt. I think it's a belt. I think it's one of their belts.
It could be the cord to the vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that could work.
But it's like a belt's fine, but like, ew, a cord.
So they do this, and then they're like, "Oops, is that the scene you marked? How did you pick a scene?"
Is it like,
cause this then, is not cause, the scene that I
because there's still another player that this comes in.
I know, and we gotta cast him too. So start thinking.
I still don't even have everybody out. What does Rachel look like?
She's just long, dark hair. It's like curly.
She's long.
She's just long.
She has long dark hair. She got big boobs, big butt.
Perfect.
She's perfect. Just, okay. Tiny waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a tiny waist to be perfect. But like, you
know. No, but she's like gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a fucking babe.
Yeah.
Babe.
Yeah.
Babe.
So they get her in the closet. They're tied up with the vacuum. And she may or may not have her bra on. And then.
So they leave. And this is where, like, he finds out who she is.
Does anybody get weird about her? Or they're just like, wow,
no,
we are so lucky to have found each other.
No, immediately. They get into the cab and it's like obvious that they're like, we're going back to the hotel and we're going to hook up. Mm-hmm. But then he notices that Caleb and Rachel are holding hands. She's like leaning into him and Jake starts to get weirded out.
Like jealous? I was playing with that
first. Yes. Yes. Well, because.
Like I thought you just blew him and you let me fuck you.
Caleb didn't tell him about her spending the night at the apartment, about her like climbing
over.
Where
he's like,
we
have a connection.
Well, I think he just thought. It felt like he was keeping something from me. And I think it was that he liked Rachel, but he didn't want Jake to know that he had met somebody that he liked. Mm. So he was just like, yeah, the doctor's crazy.
She happened to grab Caleb, but then he's starting to see that, like, no, there's something more than just, like, he happened to be standing there.
Yeah. Okay. She did say that they didn't have sex, but it's obvious that they have, like, a connection. And, like, her standing up for him
It
means that she cares, you know?
I didn't see Jay complaining 2 minutes ago. So.
No. No, yeah. But I think in that moment, he just feels like, are they better together than we are? And that is something that happens a lot in the book is, like, okay, so Jake is a twin and so is Rachel. So they have like that twin energy.
Are they identical twins?
No.
Well, I don't mean to each other. I mean like
to each other.
Jake has a fraternal sister and she has a fraternal brother.
Okay.
So they don't.
Okay.
Luckily they don't look like
I was trying to see if they're like, are there twins dating? Like, I don't
know. Why choose?
That's another book I thought about.
Well, twins fucking twins?
No.
Oh.
But twins.
Anyways. Do each other?
No.
I can't handle this tonight. Oh, my God.
That was going to be a bit of mafia.
Get us back to meat grinder.
Okay, so anyways, I think that, like I said, that's a common thing in the book. And like, oh, she's a doctor. Caleb's super smart and artsy. They have more in common. You know what I mean? So it's lots of like, they always have this like inner dialogue of like, they would be perfect together.
Mm. Okay.
So... Jake kind of freaks out and he says that he loves Rachel.
Ooh.
He's been thinking about her since their one night and now she's here. The texting, the hooking up, you know, he doesn't ever want to be without her basically.
Okay.
So this is where we find out that Rachel's dad is super famous. He's like Rolling Stones level like.
Musician?
Yes.
Wow.
The band's called The Ferrymen.
Apparently I'm bad at stuff, sure. Yeah. But that's okay.
So she basically tells them that she can't be in a relationship with them because their careers will be ruined if they get into the limelight with her. And apparently if you Google her, like she threw up all over herself at the White House, like Easter egg.
She's like
hunt.
A Nicole Richie before she like
she's
cleaned up.
She's literally
thing.
Gone to rehab already for addiction to alcohol and drugs before she was 18.
Okay. And then she became a doctor.
Yeah. And turned her life around. But she like prides herself on keeping herself like out of the limelight.
Right.
So she's like, I don't want to be exposed and I don't want you dragged under with this.
As soon as somebody finds out that I'm dating somebody, like, you're going to be the hot topic. And now I'm dating you and your friend.
Again, she's worried about crossing lines with one person, so she crosses it with two people. She's worried about dating one person, so she dates three people. Well, Rachel.
She was just
following your instincts.
Yeah.
She's just hooking up. All right.
She's just pecking around. But, you know, she does have a, you know, it's either all or nothing.
She's got concerns.
Yeah.
Okay.
If she likes it, she really likes it.
So I think another thing is like they haven't known each other that long, and she's like, how could you possibly be in love with me?
Honestly, kind of a great question.
Yeah. And Caleb suggests that they move in together.
What?
So she's like, I gotta find a third guy.
Yeah. She's like, guys.
I think he's just saying, like, they obviously work for a professional team, so their schedules are, like, super packed.
It just makes sense.
Well, they're always together. They work together, too.
Yeah, but they don't work together.
Is he saying that, like, Jake, him, and Rachel shall live together, the three of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can explore this.
What size bed do you get, you know? Yeah,
I barely can share a king-size bed.
Well, they tell her she can have her own room.
Yeah, but... She's pecking around every night, you know? I feel like they get one of those, like, the beds made for, like, NBA players.
Maybe they get a room that bed is the sex bed.
Or just like, a room with, like, a bed floor. Like, an insane asylum.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, like, Bedazzled, but with a bed floor.
It's just, like, yeah, it, like, rotates
Lock
around.
Me up.
Yeah.
I'm a witch.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, so how do we get from you love me and I can't date you and you can't date me, and then Caleb's like, let's all move in together. Do they move in together?
Yeah.
Rachel, come on.
She's like, I mean, I can't, but I like,
think,
okay.
But
I
like, it makes sense.
I think she's been thinking about Jake just as much, and I think she felt like, you know, it was true, like, love at first sight kind of thing.
So she overcomes her doubts and goes like, okay, we'll live together.
Yeah.
How do they go to, we're all dating now?
They don't really ever discuss that. I think just because...
Do Jake and Surly, like, ever fuck around, just the two of them? I can't remember what his name was.
Surly.
No.
Caleb.
Caleb. I think I keep wanting to say Callum, but...
Yeah, do they realize they like each other only when Rachel is there, or do they hook up on the side?
So, Caleb has always been in love with Jake.
Right.
But they don't act on anything. Jake doesn't know, doesn't have... Yeah. Returned feelings or even thoughts until Rachel comes in the picture.
Right. But like, now that Rachel's in the picture,
he's,
and they're all three living
he's
together.
He's like, wow, I really like your work, dude.
Yeah. Caleb, then he's like, I like high-fiving you while we're fucking the same chick.
I love the way you're tied up with that vacuum cord.
Yeah. Like, what is, you know, I'd love to know what it tastes like.
So
too.
How do they go from, like, we're not participating with Rachel, we're participating with each other, and also Rachel's here? Like, how does.
So, okay, so when they first move in, there's lots of, like, solo.
Yeah.
Or not solo, but just the
one and two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. One and two, one and two. They don't really have, like, another...
threesome or anything?
Yeah, until, like, later in the book. And I think Caleb just has, like, lots of intimacy issues.
So it's more of, like, an open relationship within the household.
Yeah.
Okay.
None of them have done poly before, so they don't really, like, have any, like, rules or whatever.
They're just kind of vibing.
So
doesn't go well.
I think that it doesn't go well.
No,
there's lots of, like, the same thing I was saying, like, jealousy and all that stuff. Like, you like him better than me. And mm-hmm. Jake's always trying to have like little competitions with
Caleb.
That's
like fucking in the same house. Like there's no way you don't hear it too.
No, yeah. But he's like, Caleb was always fucking her in his room with the door shut, which basically means
I wanna watch.
Yeah. No invitation. Yeah. So yeah, so he's
I'm so like monogamous to a fault.
Yeah,
like if I even like you, I'm not gonna talk to anybody else. That's where I'm like, oh my god.
I am imagining a whiteboard on the fridge that just says, "Want to fuck tonight?" And yeah. Then yes, no, and list your name. Like, what? Oh,
and
god.
Then like you didn't leave your door cracked, so I couldn't come in. It wasn't invited.
Well, at first that's how it is, but after a while, it's not.
Just they're like, okay, I'll just open the door.
Yeah. Open door policy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So there's definitely a night where like Rachel's like sudden death. Like we're all gonna put it all on the line.
I'm
sick
of these guys pouting about the fact that I am having sex with both of them. So let's just sort this out.
She's like, let's just all do it all at once.
Well, let's all like get our feelings out too, you know?
Physically.
And basically she tells Caleb, like, I love you. I know you love me, but I need you to be more open with me.
Yeah.
And be who you are and be that with me and Jake. Mm-hmm. You know
safe,
what I mean?
Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
It's us.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's me and your domestic life partner.
Yeah. So I think also like Caleb tries to leave at one point and says like, I'm going to ruin this.
I get it.
You guys
he's
deserve
sensitive.
Each
he's
other.
Sensitive.
He's a dark. I don't deserve it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think also like he's like afraid of losing Jake to mm-hmm. Rachel. So I think it's just he's
like,
scared.
I don't want to come. If I come in between the two of y'all, I'll get her, but I'll lose you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't really see like any way to like win in the situation.
So instead he'll just come in between the two of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At the same time. Fucking
around.
She does say, do you want to know the best part about Jake's new girl? She's Caleb's girl too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So also I think another thing that she's kind of like sudden deathing is that Caleb is kinky. He's definitely into some like Dom shit.
Okay. Tom Hardy.
Ooh, pleasure Dom.
Telling people what to do, tying them up, that kind of stuff. And she wants him to be that way with them.
Okay.
I see.
What?
Well, no, I'm just going to tell you. I didn't mark this scene either, but it's a really good one. And it's the first time that Jake gives Caleb a blowjob.
Jake gives Caleb a blowjob. I thought it'd be the other way around.
No.
He's had zero thoughts. And then just in the moment, it's like, God, that looks
well,
good.
Well, since him and Rachel have been together.
Oh, he wants to taste Rachel on him?
No, he's been real hot.
Look at you acting like a professional smut reader.
He's definitely been like thinking about Rachel and Caleb together, and he's like, God, why does that turn me on? Mm. You know, so not only just
because you're all in love.
Yeah. Not only is Rachel turning him on, but the thought of Caleb and her being together. And then also, I didn't tell you, but Caleb's pierced
down there.
He's got like,
you're telling me Tom Hardy's not? I'm just kidding.
Four
I'm so
sorry. Barbells four? On the underside.
That's probably feels like a tentacle.
It's ribbed.
Oh boy.
Oh. So she discovers that when she's blowing him in the utility room.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, brr, brr.
And then she's like, Jake, I cannot stop raving about this. You got to try it.
You've got to taste it. It's like, really right. Cool on the tongue.
She teaches Jake how to give a blowjob. Because he's like, I've never done this before. And I want to do it right.
You can just like reverse engineer.
Yeah. I feel like you would.
Hey, man,
yeah.
What do you think would feel good? Try that.
Yeah.
You've seen it done before.
Yeah. You know what you like, too, where you're like, oh, it's that spot. You know?
Oh my goodness.
Oh, so she's so like,
Caleb
okay.
is thrilled. Jake's world is blowing up. And Rachel's just like, oh my God, finally.
Yeah, she's like, I can get a hand around here.
This chore wheel is not taking care of itself.
Finally.
Finally. Someone else can blow someone around here.
All right,
so they're fucking nice. Around. They're pucking around.
They're pucking around.
Yeah. Who is this third
who the
person?
Fuck is this?
And now there's a sensitive goalie?
I think that's the hardest part about the book is that there's so much going on
like
with
it should
them.
Have ended with the two.
Yeah. And then another book should have came out that had the third guy. So the whole time, the goalie, he's from Finland. She describes him as a mafia boss and a Viking had a huge baby.
Oh shit.
He's literally like almost 7 feet tall and apparently He's got like the biggest fucking dick.
I'm picturing the guy from Game of Thrones. The like wildling thing.
Yeah.
He has red hair. Sure. Is that good? Did I do good?
I mean, it's not bad. It's not good.
Vanessa. It's an option.
It's someone.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm still picturing Glenn Powell, so I'm sorry. Kayla's blonde now to me.
You could picture a beach towel.
Jake has umbrella. Brown hair in my head.
You can't think of any other blondes that you would be interested in?
No, I don't like blondes.
Sawyer from Lost.
Ooh, no. Yeah, he's cute.
There you
yeah.
go.
Yeah, and he has kind of like pointy
He's got
features.
Like a hockey kind of feel, too.
And
like
he's really sassy, so he could be tall. Like, I'm going to send you all these pictures. I'm gonna okay. Come on.
And then the guy, the main guy from Lost, he can be Jake. And then now it's a Lost fanfic where they're blowing each other. And Rachel is the curly-haired girl. Done. All right.
Glenn Powell probably like, instead of going for his like regularly scheduled teeth checkups, he goes like 17 times a year.
Oh, for sure. He takes his dental hygiene
he
really
just, like,
carefully.
He knows a lot about taxes for no reason. All right.
Sexy wrist.
That's your nemesis.
I'm Glenn mad. Powell.
The hating game.
He looks at me.
This is your hating game.
I'm turning this car around.
All
right.
Okay.
So this
the
big,
whole
beautiful Viking man.
He's
clomping
through. He has an injury that he's trying to hide.
Oh, and is it a groin injury?
Groin tear.
Oh,
we need a blowjob stat.
He does that butterfly move.
Oh
at
yeah.
The goal, you know.
Or it just like flops out every time he opens his legs.
Oh my god! I don't think it's like that. It's
that's a good thing to have for a goalie though, because it's additional coverage.
Yeah, it's another like it's another leg to have put its own little pad on it.
Ew, I hate this.
Sorry.
We're back. Okay, so he has an injury.
He's starting to fall in love with Rachel, and because nobody knows that she's with Caleb and Jake.
He's shooting a shot and not realizing what he's getting into.
But he's like, oh, I guess you guys all live together. You guys show up to work at
nobody
the same
knows.
Time.
Okay. Nobody knows.
You're about to.
Well, she tells him, she's like, he kisses her. They can feel the energy. The boys even can tell too, and they're like, what's going on with you guys? They're about to go on a trip so that he can get some scans for like tests to see if he has like a tear.
Yeah.
And
if his huge dick beat the world record. They're like, oh my god, what is that? He's like, oh no, that's just my dick.
Do you think
sorry.
They refer to it as their hockey stick or something?
No.
Oh,
good.
They should.
Yeah. They should.
Anyways, they're basically like, then the boys start get freaked out that she's going to leave
them. This guy clearly has a huge dick. We've seen it in the locker room. Yeah. We're never going
to
be able to hang on to
exactly
her.
Exactly what they say.
She's
like, I
doing,
swear to God.
She's massaging his like inner thighs.
They're like, we've seen it in the locker room. We're not
burned gonna into our brains. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or she's going to get split in half and we won't have her anymore.
We're
oh my god. They're like, we can only blow
hey,
each other so much.
We'll take it since we're worried about you.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, he's getting really good at blowjobs. Like
chivalrous.
So when they go on the trip, she basically tells him, like, I have to tell you, I'm with Jake and I'm with Caleb
how
too.
How do you feel about groups? Group
well,
projects.
She's like, yeah. I
you're a
like
team player,
you.
Right?
I like you, but if you're not willing to share, then
this isn't going to work.
Yeah. And I think she even kind of says, like, maybe we could have, like, one night if that's what you're into. But she really likes him. Mm. But, yeah, he tries.
To be with all of them or just with her?
Just with her, but Caleb and Jake are annoyed by how he doesn't want to be with all of them together. And he's like, hey, man, like, you can't be taking Rachel to your apartment, you know, like
that's one less night that we get to
exactly,
fuck
yeah. And so he offers him to move in too, and he turns him down. But
playing hard to get.
Oh,
they start some pretty sexual.
I just
like
picture the boys at home, like she's at his house
playing
she?
Video games. It's so fucked up, dude. Like I don't even know why she's over there. She could be here with him right now.
Yeah,
like, we're not enough for her.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So his one dick is the equivalent of our two dicks, but like still,
they
like,
do
oh, you wanna, like,
show
jerk
up
off or something. God.
They do show up at his house, the, like uninvited.
Just like, hey, we want to fuck too.
Well, if his door's closed, then they can't enter. So,
oh my god, this reminds me. There's that. Have you ever seen that show Letterkenny?
Mm-mm.
It's this Canadian show, and it is like something where it's like one girl and she's dating these two dipshit hockey dudes. And I think that they fuck around, like, oh, all three of them. Like,
fucking around.
There apparently it's a thing in the hockey community.
There are no original stories.
All
right, so he's like, no, I want her privately. And then everybody's mad about it.
Yeah, they try some, like, aversion therapy where, like, Caleb just tries to fuck her in the kitchen right in front of him. And he's like,
he's trying to pee on her to mark his territory, yeah, essentially.
Or basically, like, if you're going to be with us, you have to get used to sharing her.
Oh, I see.
And like, watching
what's hockey, what's goalie player's name?
Mars. His name's Illamari. It's a Finnish name. Illamari.
Okay.
Okay.
But they call him Mars.
Okay.
So Mars has to watch Caleb fuck Rachel. That's who they're doing the, like, therapy with.
Well, they're, like, in the kitchen, like, doing, like, the dishes or something. And Caleb comes in and he just starts kissing her. And
in front of Mars.
Yeah.
And Mars is like, what the
fuck? Does he get to the point where he's suddenly into the group dynamic? Like, how does he cross that bridge?
He get comfortable? VR?
Yeah. Just, he doesn't, he's really standoffish. And Jake, like, really rides him hard about.
Yeah, he does.
About not only, like, being, like, a team member on the team, but a team,
you know,
would
really help us bond.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's just like, and he tells him, like, I want you around. Like, yeah. Rachel loves you. That means that we love you. We don't want to have sex with you, but
I mean, we should have sex with you because we want to have sex with Rachel.
But you need to be able to share and understand that we are all here together.
Yes.
Like, they don't want to not see Rachel having sex if she's having sex.
Oh, they definitely want to see her having sex.
No, and but then also saying, participate with each other.
Yeah.
And if he wants to just play with Rachel, that's fine. But everyone else needs to be in the room.
Not necessarily, no. But I think they just don't like that everything being separate.
I don't know. Rachel, aren't you tired?
Yeah.
Like, she not gets even really the logistics of that, but your social battery must just be shot.
Yeah. Like, do you ever just be like, I just want a night where, like, nobody is fucking touching me.
They do that. They watch movies and
they're probably still cuddling somebody, and fingering.
Somebody rubs her finger or her feet while somebody's like rubbing
that's still
her
like
shoulders.
Physical touch
sometimes. Everybody just be quiet.
Yeah. Just like leave me alone in my room to watch TikTok for 5 hours,
please.
Don't come up and be like, hey,
all right, so does
Mars
get over his aversion to
when do they all three start fucking?
What scene did you mark? We are over an hour in and we haven't done our scene.
We did do this as a pre-recording.
Oh, that's true. We're fine. We're fine.
But still,
I didn't. I know it's a lot. I only
it needed to be two episodes. And
I
two
didn't
books.
Mark a scene with Mars in it.
Yeah, he seems kind
of. He seems kind of like whatever,
but like not in a fun way.
Yeah, but I did mark a scene that took some research.
Okay, after like you had to figure out how it works.
After I read it, I had never heard about it before.
Okay, that's great call.
Okay,
because with no other context, that is the correct scene to choose.
Yeah,
I want to be educated. Now let me.
And this is page. What is it?
No, this. What page is this one?
318.
Okay, 318. Yeah.
So it's towards the end. No, 700.
This is
pages?
In the middle.
You're still.
I thought
first
we were thinking
act.
About 400 pages.
This is the first time they really all have sex together again.
This is after the
they've
surprise
moved
blowjob.
In. They've moved. They did the utility closet. They right. moved in, and there's been lots of like solo. Or whatever.
It's the first time that they like knocked
all
the walls
of
down.
Them together.
Is this the time that Jake is like?
I'm
going to
suck a dick.
Nothing has happened between Jake and Caleb.
Is that this scene, though?
No.
Okay.
No. So they are still not going to touch each other.
Well, let's see.
They do touch each other. They do touch each other.
They touch each other.
I will say the scene where she teaches him to give a blowjob, she tells him not to swallow.
Why?
He spits it in her mouth.
Oh my god!
And then she blows. She blows Jake with it in her mouth. And then,
oh my god! I am so.
And then
I don't want to yuck anyone's
it,
yum, but that's not yummy.
She spits it back in their mouths when she's done.
In their
mouth. Everyone
oh
do what
god.
You want. That's not okay. I'm not okay.
Oh my so, god! Your pearls are clutched so much it's choking you.
I'm throwing up pearls.
Ew. Wow.
I want to preface this scene with Jake has just lost their first game and they're out of town. Mars is benched with his tear.
Uh-huh.
So Caleb and Rachel show up to his hotel room with like ice cream and milk or something. Yeah. Like
we're here to make you feel better.
Yeah. And she's like, we brought something else, but if you're too tired, I understand. And it's the tentacle.
Oh, Christ.
Okay, but this isn't the spit
swap scene, right?
No. And we're not using the tentacle. The tentacle's already over.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The first sentence is, I click off the toy and toss it to the side.
They really needed her horned up. She's probably already come like 3 or 4 times.
Rachel.
You know what? Nights where you're too loud when I'm trying to watch my TikToks. I think this is all right. I don't know.
Anyways, they really need her to be relaxed.
So is Mars is not in the room.
Mars is not in the room.
Okay. I know that they need her to be relaxed, and you have questions about the logistics of this, so my mind is going.
Yeah, okay. And okay. The tentacle is not a part of it. It's just, it's being turned off.
Yeah.
Okay. Whose point of view is this?
Yes.
Kayla.
All right. Lynn Powell's boy.
God damn it.
I click off the toy and toss it to the side, snatching up the lube. We need to move quick while her body is relaxed. Help me, Jake. Shift her over. I flop down on the bed. He seems like Desmond. He's like, come on. We got to do it before it closes.
Desmond. From Floss.
Not Penny's tentacle.
I flop down on the bed next to her and snatch up all the pillows, making a sort of backrest for myself. Come on, Hurricane.
Oh, okay. So she came in like a hurricane. She's a hot
mess.
That's
her nickname.
That's her nickname. And she calls Jake Angel.
Not what I thought you were going to say.
Because he's a golden retriever.
Okay.
And she calls Caleb the devil.
Come on, Hurricane. Grand finale. She rolls over, totally blissed out from her orgasms. She's loopy. She doesn't even connect with my command. She just pops up on her elbows and takes my cock into her mouth. Fuck, she's such a good girl. I like a good girl. Mm-hmm. I've never had a more eager sexual partner. I'm biting my tongue to stop from slipping into degradation play. The things I want to say to her, the way I want to watch her squirm, mm-hmm. I know she'll be into it. But that's not our vibe tonight.
I love how your voice for guys is like, just you can smell the Axe body spray.
Yeah. Like he's a fucking.
Yeah. Ugh. Okay.
I let her tease my tip until I'm hard and aching. Come on, be a good girl. Get on my cock and face Jake. So now she's sitting on it.
Facing
Jake.
Away.
He's laying down. Mm-hmm. Back up against his makeshift pillow fort.
Where are the Barbies?
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's straddling me reverse cowgirl. Okay. Jake shifts down the bed and gets on his knees between my spread legs. Help her, I direct. Guide her down. So his knees are bent.
He's okay. Spread so that Jake can be in between his legs and her legs.
So he's legs open. She's on top facing him.
Legs open.
Is this when they double D? Are they? Oh, my God. Help her, I direct. Guide her down. She's recovering quick. Her senses sharpening by the second. She takes over as Jake helps her arch forward. You need to be able to spread her legs. I said, they're talking like
she's out of there. Well, she's.
Oh, that feels a little.
She's not on drugs. She's just had 4 orgasms.
Yeah, but it feels like they're like, come on, hurry before she wakes up.
It feels like they're talking to a sex doll.
Yeah.
Okay, Jesus Christ. They just before they talked about it and she consented.
She's an enthusiastic participant.
He's like, you're going to take this tentacle and then me and Jake are going to stick our fucking dicks in your vagina and you're going to take it like a girl. And she says, okay.
I also have questions.
I mean, even when you say it to me like that, I'm like, okay.
He's lying down and she's facing this way and Jake's there to also.
So he's laying on his back. Jake now has his knees and his legs.
Why
he's
is she facing? Reversed?
Because she has to arch her back so that her puss can go forward.
But how is he? We need the Barbies.
You need to be able to spread her legs, I say, like she's sitting in a chair. You won't get the right angle otherwise.
Looking down like, okay.
Yeah. Everybody who's on their like lunch break in their car, whatever. Everyone's like, okay.
Your legs are in the way.
No, like I think that he's.
But she's laying down. But with her legs bent like she's in a chair.
So she's sitting on him and leaning back. She's leaning back so that then he can come.
So it's a sandwich.
Yeah, like
I was picturing like bookends.
Callum.
No.
What's his name?
Caleb.
Caleb. Caleb's dick is so big that she can keep it inside of her, and
this is dangerous with his piercings.
Mm-hmm. Oh God, that's gonna get hooked on something.
Okay. Right. Now that we got that out. All
right. There, right there, I mutter. I take a deep breath, readying myself for the sensation of her taking me to the hilt. Holy God. Nothing prepares you for that first slide home.
They're fucking, not baseball players.
Fucking magic every time. I take another deep breath, supporting her weight against my chest as she whimpers, wanting to move her hips. Her perfect ass is smashed against my groin. I'm buried all the way inside her. Caleb, she whimpers, bracing the bed with her palms. You feel so good. Oh, wait, that's her. You feel so good, baby. Love you inside me. I smile, heat blooming in my chest. Spread your legs open, hurricane. Oh, wait, I forget commas and periods. Spread your legs open, hurricane. Let Jake see us like this. Let him see how well you take me. Her legs fall open as I hold her steady. Fucking hell, Jake mutters. Guys, I've never done this, he admits, his gaze darting to me. Do you want to? Wait, do you want to? I ask. Do you want to? Heart in my throat. Please let him say yes. I want him. I need to feel him.
So Jake wants...
Caleb wants Jake.
Jake to say yes.
Because it's the first time that their dicks are going to touch.
Yeah.
But they're going to touch inside of Rachel.
Their dicks are going to kiss.
Oop. That made me drop my Kindle. He raises a dark brow and laughs. You kidding? Look at me. He says. Bro, what? He says, gesturing to his hard dick. I'm about to lose it right fucking now. Boo. You get it. Can you not see? Can't you see a fucking record? Rachel whimpers, reaching out for him. Jake, we need you.
Help. It was like Princess Leia.
I'm all gaped open, man. Come on. There's room for you.
The hot dog down the
hallway. My shoes. My shoes are so wide.
I need arch support.
Go slow, I caution. She's stretched out from the toy, from the tentacle. But if this hurts you, Hurricane, or you want to stop, we stop. Appreciate the consent. Too bad she's too far out of it. But
she's verbalizing.
She's coming back.
I add, kissing her shoulder. No questions asked, okay? She nods. Do it, Jake. Please. Please, baby. I want to feel you both inside me. Jake leans forward on his knees, claiming her lips in a searing kiss. Then he's shifting closer. He's walking on his knees with a hard dick in between these legs. He's just like, ear. He looks like Hank Hill's dad. He doesn't have any bottom, like, legs.
What? That's hot.
Jake leans really forward.
Boner killing over here.
Lean back, Hurricane, I murmur. Give her a better angle. Oh, wait, give him a better angle. She thrust falls against. Oh, wait, I'm getting all my words mixed up.
Get your readers.
Woo! She trust falls against my chest. My cock is desperate for that first squeeze of Jake pushing his way in. Take your time, I say. Work the tip in, just like anal. He lets out a slow breath as he inches closer.
Bro, it's easy. You know anal? Just do that.
Bro, it's like we could practice later if you
want.
Like,
this man doesn't understand how to have sex. Like,
where does it go? Just ease it in, bruh. He lets out a slow breath as he inches closer, his cock in hand. You ready, baby girl? She nods, her body elastic in my arms. Uh-huh. We both tense as we feel him prodding at her entrance. His knuckles brush against my cock as he feels her out with his tip, looking for space to press in. Relax, Hurricane, I soothe. Deep breaths, let him in. She lets out a shaky breath, moaning as he prods again. Oh, Jake, there. I'm gonna die. I can feel him. His tip is pushing in, gliding against my slit cock. Oh, she whines. Oh, God, yes. Jake is holding his breath, working his hips to get his tip in further. Fuck. K. What's K?
A nickname for Caleb.
Oh. Fuck. K. You okay?
Like an SNL skit.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Fuck.
So fucking good, I muttered, dropping my head back. You're so tight, baby girl. God, you feel so amazing. I'm gonna lose it. Move your hips, I say. Fuck us both. Take control. He shifts forward, his angle changing as he dips down with his hips. He slides another inch inside along my shaft, and I'm ready to come. When he starts moving his hips in earnest, my soul just leaves the whole fucking building.
What a romantic guy.
They're just all, I just still don't fully understand where all their leg room is. Yeah.
And they were roommates.
Their leg room?
Like.
They're a sandwich.
So he's on his knees.
He's.
So he, Caleb's laying down. He's on his knees. But she's sitting on top. But then that's a lot of like.
Her legs are like this.
Up?
Yeah, her back is to Caleb's chest.
So her knees are at her chest, kind of.
Yeah, or in the air.
And then he's pounding on top.
And he's standing in between them.
Okay, so Caleb's flat and she is on top and he is
standing.
Okay, and she is on her back with the dick going so far up.
She's sitting on it.
Yeah, but then with her
knees. And then she lays back.
We'll get the Barbies.
Holy fuck, Kay. I can feel your ribbed dick, he groans. Oh my God, nobody fucking move. He doubles down, grabbing her by the hips as he thrusts in. We're falling apart at the seams as he barks out. Come, both of you come.
Nobody move. What?
My good boy wants to dom me? I'm so fucking here for it. I cry out my release as Rachel does the same between us. We flood her cunt with our cum. The pressure of her orgasm on our cocks has me seeing stars. I lose all sense of control as the three of us spiral through the cosmos. Our bodies taking control as we just ride the wave of the three-way release. It's a magic unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Fuck. Oh my God, it's like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes, that's it. She's the phone booth. They're all just like, let's fucking go, babe.
Oh my God. You add so much to these scenes.
So, what did you have to look up? What research did you have to do?
I was like, how is that possible?
Like, that's a lot. Like,
that's a lot of.
I mean, I get it that a baby has to come out of there, but like your body dilates and shit.
So
did she take that Pitocin stuff?
I read that after so much workup.
Yeah.
You're so horned up.
You're so turned on that it's a medical term called tenting.
Oh.
And it's basically like the same thing you said about having a baby, like your organs basically shift and move and can make room.
So if you are vibe out with a tentacle, you can tent yourself. Oh, there's a tentacle.
Tentacle. Okay, I see what's going on here.
So,
I mean, obviously I don't want to get in like too deep, but
I guess like people like get fisted and shit.
Thank you. I was going to say I haven't seen.
Oh, she's seen it. Like, but I'm saying she's on YouTube again.
No, like, but you know what I mean? Like, you hear about people sticking stuff, all kinds of weird
stuff. And then going
to
the emergency room. Don't do it, listeners.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything has to be connected to someone else.
Yeah. Or on a rope or something.
Get the vacuum cord.
Yeah, get the vacuum cord. Just pulling it out.
Bell.
All right.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, that's a thing.
So, do they do that a lot?
Do
they try with the third where they're like, all right, so
it happens, he's on his back. He's the size of a hockey stick.
It might have happened one other time in the book, maybe not, but there's definitely double penetration.
Right.
There's definitely
all three holes.
Double penetration.
This has turned into charades because we don't like saying naughty words, and so it's like, Emily, come on. Yeah.
Well, double penetration, Mars and Caleb fucking Rachel, and then Jake fucks Caleb in the ass. Which is Caleb's never done that before.
Caleb's was like,
he was waiting
virgin
for the love of his life.
He's a top.
That's like a and centipede stuff.
Jake's never been with anybody like that. And so basically he says it was Jake fucking all of them because he was the only one that was technically moving.
Okay. Oh, God, I hit my microphone. That got me all
excited. There's also another one where, like, Jake's like, I'm tired of pretending like this is just me and Rachel and you guys, but I am in love with Caleb and I want...
Jake said this?
Yeah, like, I'm in love with you. And then he blows Caleb and Rachel blows Mars. And it's always in the kitchen.
Oh. You can't eat food that people make for you. You gotta be careful. The potluck at work.
No, I'm good. I ate already. Everything ends up at the kitchen. You can host a party and have your living room all decked out. Everyone ends up in the kitchen.
I know. Yep, the guys were here making pies the other day. I don't want to know what happened.
I mean, we weren't here. They were out there.
Definitely. Was like, ugh, this is like a white shoes. Like, it's a bunch of fucking dudes.
Making biscuits?
Yeah.
Does the book end and they're all like, wow, we're all in love?
So they are very much in love. They talk about getting married. They talk about having kids.
Moving to Utah?
No.
They're already in Florida.
That's true.
obviously, the big problem in the book, which is like, this is only halfway. Everything that I've told you is only halfway.
God damn.
No, yeah.
I'm like,
there's so much more for y'all to read.
Yeah, I didn't even tell you anything really about Mars and his whole situation.
He's got a big dick and a groin injury.
Say less.
But yeah, they obviously, like, her family and her dad being famous, them being in the press, everything kind of starts to unravel. She did end up signing. You can sign something for... to like say you're together.
HR, yeah, we want to fuck each
yeah.
other.
Yeah, so her and Jake did that.
But not Caleb or Mars?
No.
I feel like she should have done that. Like Jake and Caleb should have signed that with each other. And then she signed it with Mars. And then they're all...
Her and Jake signed it right away. Like when they moved in together.
Yeah.
But I don't think that they really thought about Caleb or Jake and Caleb. And then Mars is like new, so... They hadn't really, like, discussed it. And then, obviously, that would raise more questions for HR. But, yeah, obviously, that ends up being, like, a big thing in the book.
Okay. Oof.
Yeah.
What a... We know you fucking love this book.
I
what
do.
Are the
yeah.
good and people at Goodreads?
Kelly, was it? Was like, oh, my, like, hell yeah.
Yeah. I think that a lot of people have the same problem with the book that I have is just the length of the book.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, Mae Cheshire says she did not just tell her boss her zodiac sign. So in the book, she goes off and she basically says that she's a double Cancer, and that's like the whole reason for like her spiel.
As our resident astrologer, what do you?
Oh,
feel
Jake
about
is a Taurus.
Yeah, he is.
She's a Cancer, and Caleb
a Sagittarius.
Yes.
Oh.
I knew she said it earlier.
I said it earlier.
Like, oh, I'm that good.
She's like, yeah, I can already tell you.
Did they say what Mars is?
I don't know.
Capricorn.
No, I don't think that it was a Capricorn. I can't
Check
remember.
Check us out. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Cancer. Yeah, I don't know. You got a lot of love to give.
Yeah. Back double hard. Time. Mm.
I think that's kind of what she says when like her like being a doctor comes into question when she's like dating her patients.
Mm.
This conversation about her zodiac sign comes into question when her work is like, you're dating your patients. And she's like, I'm a double Cancer.
Duh.
I think so. I can't really remember exactly what
happened.
I'm a little bit on this person's side.
I'm a little bit on this person's side because that's really not the time. Listen, I'm obsessed with astrology and I already understand. No one wants to hear about it. You got to stop talking about it so much. But that is really not the time to bring
yeah.
yeah. When you're like, sorry.
I'm a double Cancer.
My Chiron is in my third house.
So many reviews were so freaking long. Yeah, and a majority
like
of them were DNFs because yeah. the book is so long.
What's the overall rating?
3.94.
Okay.
It's got high reviews.
Yeah. It only just popular. Came out not even a year ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's got a huge following. Let me tell you, it's got 85,000 ratings and 9,000 written reviews.
Okay.
So that's quite a bit for only being out
yeah.
since March. Tanya says, I hated how they try to make it so deep. It was written in the stars and whatever. Like, no, it's not. The whole come find me, Jake, as he's inside of her, definitely revolting. I just hated it. The whole souls finding each other, deep
I mean,
Rachel shit.
Love.
It was a little like... It was a little much. It was
they
a
went
little...
to the cosmos, bruh.
Okay, yeah. That's a lot. But I did say that I need to be sold on the whole I would find you in any lifetime thing. So I guess this is the book to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They definitely talk about being like, were like soulmates.
Okay, that
like,
gets a little gets a
Jake
little
and Rachel like truly believe that they were like meant to be together.
Yeah.
It, but like I said, I think it was just more of like the verbiage was gross. Like, come find me, Jake.
Yeah.
Or like, fall into me and I'll be here to catch you. And that kind of.
Starting to get a little bit, bit like Ayahuasca. On the beach and bedazzled when he's a little too sensitive.
Yeah. The same lady says, I didn't like Caleb, but I like Jake a whole lot. She's like, I love the golden retriever with everything in me. Rachel does not deserve him. I love him and Caleb's sub story.
Oh my God. She's like, you can't have That's him. My He's man. Mine.
So many people said that. Or also said, I wish that the book was just Jake.
So they didn't want to read Wide Shoes. They wanted to read about her falling in love
with
Jake.
Well, I think that everybody just loved Jake so much and from book one that they could not see past anybody else. It was.
I get it.
And I think that was the problem with the novella being so good is that people just wanted more of her and Jake.
That's a really hard hurdle to.
Which is why I think that the book could have just been mostly Jake and then adding Caleb and then maybe having another book that was.
Yeah.
Mars.
Epilogue.
Right. Mars. Yeah.
And his gigantic dong.
Like, yeah. Like that's how they go out into the cosmos and they land on Mars.
So one of the big reasons why I had mentioned earlier the crop top that she was wearing is because it is heavy in this review. Rachel Price is a whole ass doctor, a grown adult who I assume has money. So please tell me why when her luggage got lost, she consciously made the decision to buy a junior's crop top.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be a well-respected doctor of sorts. Her job description never made sense to me, to be honest. This is in parentheses.
Doctors can wear crop tops.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yet she goes to Target or something and that's what she buys. Maybe I'm just being judgmental. Yes.
Yep.
But this woman is supposed to be a doctor and she just feels immature to me.
Look, have she's in Florida. It's hot.
It's hot. It's humid. Have you seen Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which is basically a documentary.
Yeah. Like, people really like go to medical school because of Grey's Anatomy.
Check this out. People are multifaceted. They can be idiots and doctors.
Yeah they're real people. Really good. And
crop tops are allowed for doctors.
They know their anatomy.
Mm. Yeah.
I used to work for doctors.
Yeah.
Some of them are pretty dumb.
But then just like personally, I think if you're going to be a doctor, you should be professional and never
at all
once
times.
That I think that she acted professional. And don't even get me started about the guys on the team drooling over her. They wouldn't leave her alone and they kept calling her hot doc. It was just weird. If this was me, I would have gone and quit.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be fucking all of the team.
Well, it's also like, first you hate Rachel because she's not professional, and then you're mad at the team for over sexualizing her, which
this person works in HR.
Yeah, I'm like, how is she supposed to, what's she supposed to do?
This is just all over
the
place.
They're like, look, she's too hot to be, like, doctors can be hot.
Doctors can wear crop tops.
This was also another thing that was. This is still the same review, but this is another thing that I saw commonly get brought up when I think when she's trying to like get Caleb to like come out of his shell a little bit and let his like shadow daddy out. Mm-hmm. She like throws a bowl of pasta at him and she like tries to make him mad.
Don't waste the pasta.
Yeah.
Well, someone goes, let's not forget about the mass amounts of assault in this book. Like, sorry, but throwing a bowl at someone's head is domestic assault. I don't care what you say. Rachel Price tried to assault him and then essentially coerced him into having sex with her.
I don't think
she's like, sorry, but if someone says no, I think that means no on the spot. Don't push my limits until they give in.
He told her, just tell me no and no questions asked. And he kissed her shoulder. And then his friend came inside of her.
You're not wrong. The context here is you are reading a novel called Pucking Round and it's Wide Shoes. And the biggest crime that I just heard was that they wasted the pasta.
Yeah.
And the crop top.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, and that she was wearing a bra with a halter top. Not happening.
Yeah, it's weird.
But, if that bothers you, then don't read it. But
sure,
You know. I think it's also just like making a mountain out of a molehill. You know what I mean? Like reading
maybe
into something.
You didn't like the book
much.
And you're like, yeah, and this, and also this. And also, it's easy once you're in that mindset to be like, yeah, everything about Glenn Powell does suck.
I think also people were like, if the book was shorter, I wouldn't have had such a strong opinion about this.
Oh.
So people were just mad that the book was so long. So just like, I'm going to read this to Phil.
I do agree with the, like, don't waste the spaghetti.
No, definitely.
Good pasta, you know? Mm. Throw a bowl of cereal. Who cares?
Yeah, but the milk's going to get everywhere. It's going to smell.
Yeah, why is cereal?
I don't know, because I was thinking what else would be in a bowl to throw.
Soup?
Ah, hot soup. That would be, like, ultra. Yeah.
Then that's real domestic assault.
Yeah.
Well.
This is a doozy.
Was a doozy.
This is a long haul.
I feel like the way that Rachel did, where she's like, after the tentacle,
I'm tired.
I'm supposed to take more dick.
Should I drive home?
What? He's gonna be like, that's what you get for throwing pasta at me.
If I drive home tonight and I get pulled over, I'm gonna be like, officer, you don't know what I've been through. Let me tell you about it.
Fuck it
around.
Do you
know about tentacles?
Tenting.
God. Well, if you made it this far, thanks for sticking around. You know,
we
only got like halfway through the book. Like,
hope you feel different.
There's still so much. I've learned so much. I continue to tent open my brain. Get more in. And if you want to
get your wide shoes,
yeah, get your wide shoes. If you want to, tell your friends about us, please do. Please rate, review, subscribe, everything at Clutch My Pearls Pod on the internet, everywhere. You know, every platform you can think of, yeah, we're there.
I meant to bring this up earlier. We did get an email.
Ooh.
Oh, about the book choice.
Yes, we did.
We're always getting recommendations, but we got a recommendation for Mistakes Were Made.
Yes.
And they didn't know that we had already, we film ahead of time, obviously.
Yes.
When they messaged us, it was the next episode coming out, and they were like, really would love it if you did like a sapphic book. Really would love it. Like, this one would be a really good choice. And we were like,
wait till next week.
Yeah. You're like, gonna love it. You just give us 2 seconds.
If we get someone who like recommended Pucking Around like in the next week or so, I'm gonna be like, ugh. The universe
spoiler
is open.
Now,
we are manifesting.
We were meant to find our listeners in every lifetime.
In it was written in the stars.
Yes. If you have any guess of what books we're gonna do, and you wanna give a suggestion, clutchmypearlspod@gmail.com, and like, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your best friend, your domestic partner that you really want to fuck around with. Like,
maybe your soulmates.
Maybe your soulmates. Maybe you guys are meant to be.
Maybe it's your doctor.
Maybe it's your physical therapist.
And if you see a doctor wearing a crop top,
not professional.
She can tent.
Run.
Yeah. All right. See you next Tuesday. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.